Front Page Dramas presents The Ghost Knocks. This week's Front Page Drama, The Ghost Knocks, is based upon a true life story of the supernatural entitled Loro's Poltergeist, one of the many very interesting and unusual features to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This is the story of a poltergeist, described by some as a practical joking ghost. A ghost that can be heard and felt, but never seen. Science is inclined to take poltergeist manifestations more seriously than the usual type of ghost. Not that they think the manifestations are supernatural, but merely the working of an undiscovered natural force. One night early last summer, the Williams family were all fast asleep when suddenly...
Jim. Jim, wake up.
I'm awake.
Jim, did you hear that?
Sure, I heard. Who do you suppose is banging on the door at this hour of the morning?
How in the world would I know? Go down and see.
Mom, there's somebody knocking at the door.
There. Now it's awakened Jimmy.
All right.
Go down and see who it is, Jim.
All right, I'm going. As soon as I can put on my robe and slippers.
Hey, Pop! You hear that? There's somebody at our door.
I know. I'm going to see who it is. You go on back to sleep. No wonder whoever it is would... Give me a chance to get up instead of trying to knock the house down. There's nobody here. Must have gone up down the street. I don't see anybody. Maybe they went around the back. I'll see.
Who was it, Jim?
I don't know. There wasn't anybody at the front door out in the street. I guess they must be around the back door. I'm going to see it right now. Nobody here. Nobody. Guess I'll take a walk around the house and see what's going on here. What a heck of an hour in the morning for anyone to be playing jokes.
Now, don't be silly, Jim. There must have been someone. I heard it, you heard it, and little Jimmy heard it.
Yeah.
Three people heard three distinct knocks three separate times.
Okay, but I walked all around the house twice, looked up and down the street and over the fences, and I didn't see a soul. I looked in the cellar and in all the rooms. There wasn't anybody. It wasn't anything. So go on back to sleep.
Well, all I can say is it sounds funny. Something or someone made those knocks. We couldn't all be hearing things.
Oh, forget it. Let's get some sleep. I've got a hard day ahead of me tomorrow.
Williams, will you get out of the kitchen and let me finish getting dinner without you getting under my feet?
Oh, gee, Mom, I'm hungry. Couldn't I have just one coconut cookie?
No, you'll spoil your dinner. Jimmy, run and see who is that's at the door.
I wasn't at the door, Mom. It was right in the wall over there.
Nonsense, it was.
See? It goes again.
Why, yes. You're right, son. It sounded like it came through the wall from the dining room. Wait. Yes, it comes from the dining room through the wall behind you. I'll see. Come along, son.
Who was it, Ma?
Well, bless my soul. That isn't the strangest thing. There's nobody here. No one in the living room or at the front door.
Gosh, Mom, it must be someone. I heard it.
That's just the way it happened a few nights ago. Three distinct knocks. Three separate times.
Oh, yeah, and we thought there was someone at the door.
There must be something in these walls. I'll speak to your father about it when he comes home this evening. Jimmy Williams, are you sure it wasn't you playing tricks on me so that you could sneak in the kitchen and snitch a cookie while my back was turned?
Oh, gosh, no, Mom. How could it have been me? I was standing right by you in the middle of the kitchen floor. I was 6 feet away from the wall.
Oh, all right. It's darn funny just the same. Well, I'll speak to your father about it. Funny thing, I can't get it out of my mind.
Now, look here, just like I told you, this is a fairly new house, and Jim Price says you're bound to hear strange noises caused when a house begins to settle. This warm, dry spell we've been having is what does it.
I'd be willing to believe it if I wasn't for the fact that the knocking is so regular. Exactly the same sound each time, and there were three regular spaced knocks. Hardly seems to me.
Now listen, Bess, for crying out loud, forget it. I'm trying to read my paper. How can a man figure out baseball percentages with you jabbering away in his ear?
All right, I won't say another word about it. Now there, Jim Williams, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. So what? It's just like I said.
That sounds as if it might be coming from the wall in Jimmy's room.
Yeah, that's just what I thought. Come on, Beth. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Jimmy's got a hand in there somewhere.
Now, don't accuse him until you're sure. I made the same mistake myself.
Oh, so you're awake. Did you make that noise?
Oh, gosh, no, boy, it woke me up. You know, it seemed to come right out of the wall there behind my bed.
There, Jim, you see? What did I tell you?
Okay, but I'm not convinced. I've got an idea our son in air is rigging up this little job. Some new gag of his, like the old tic-tac we used to use on Halloween.
Oh, gosh, Pop, you don't think I'm doing it, do you?
I'm not taking any chances. Come on, get out of that bed.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to move this bed out to the center of the room. I'm going to examine it and put him back in there and then sit here and watch him. And I'll bet a dollar to a donut it won't happen again.
Oh,
come on, give me a hand here now.
Well,
keep quiet.
I didn't do it.
Keep quiet, will you? Okay, Mr. Magician. Now hop right back in bed.
All right.
That's it. Now sit down, Bess, and watch. Hey, you, Jimmy, keep both hands out. Above the covers. That's it.
Okay. But it isn't me, Pop. I swear it isn't.
Yeah, and I'll swear it isn't, too. Now, just keep quiet.
There, Mr. Jim Williams. Now, what do you say?
Well, let's see if we can do it again.
I ain't doing nothing, Dad.
All right, Mr. Wise Guy, explain that.
No, you're satisfied it's not me?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Go on back to sleep. Come on, Beth.
Fine chance for a guy to sleep with somebody playing knock-knock in his bedroom.
Pa Williams was puzzled, to say the least. But next morning, he had a building inspector come in and thoroughly examine the walls and building. But nothing to explain the strange knocks could be discovered. Then they changed Jimmy's bedroom. But no matter what room they put him in, the weird knocking continued. So they decided to send him off on a visit upstate to stay with some relatives. But 3 days later, he was home again, for the knocks had gone with him and kept the relatives sleepless at night. The fame of the Williams' strange predicament spread, and soon a noted university professor of psychic research called.
Yes, sir, Dr. Berkeley. We even had the chief of police and a squad of men surround the house all one night. But the knocking went right on. It's just about got us crazy.
This, without the slightest doubt, is the manifestation of a poltergeist.
A what, sir?
A poltergeist, Mrs. Williams. An invisible ghost, as it were. One that, instead of visiting and making itself visible, is the kind that never appears, but makes itself manifest by sound, such as knocks, clangings, and sometimes, though quite rarely, with vocal or animal sounds.
And have you had any experience with these, what you call them?
Oh, yes, on 3 occasions. And invariably, these poltergeist manifestations are connected with young people, usually girls. There was one in England, one in Virginia, and one in far-off Romania. These manifestations, though, were of the violent kind, in which things were thrown around.
Well, I'm glad ours isn't that kind.
Well, what I want to know is, how can we stop this thing? Don't tell me we have to live with this knocking for the rest of our lives.
Oh, no, Mr. Williams. It's rarely, if ever, that a poltergeist associates with anyone over 16.
Good heavens, Jimmy won't be 16 until next May.
Say, do you mean we have to put up with this thing for another 10 months?
No, Mr. Williams, don't be alarmed. We must try an experiment.
Listen, Professor, I'll try anything to restore this house to normal. You just tell us what you want us to do.
You, Mr. Williams, can do nothing.
Huh?
It's up to your son, Jimmy.
Oh, well, he'll do anything you want him to, Doctor.
I see. Well, this may be an uneasy spirit, one that has something which it must reveal before it can rest. Now, if the poltergeist makes a manifestation tonight, Jimmy must quietly and solicitously ask what the spirit wants. It will undoubtedly manifest its trouble and then leave forever.
Okay, Doctor, if that's all there is to the experiment, we'll try it tonight. I'll have a talk with Jimmy.
Now, you understand, Jimmy. If the knock comes tonight...
And it will.
Now, that's no way to cooperate. Listen to what we're telling you.
Oh, When the knock comes, the professor wants you to be very kind and gentle and solicitous.
Yes.
Say in a very nice voice, please tell me what you want. Like that.
Oh, gee, Mom, that's a lot of hoops.
Now, listen here. You might enjoy having this poltergeist,
Mr. Williams.
If you like having it around, but we don't. So if you want to continue as a member of this family, get rid of this thing by doing as you're told.
Okay.
We'll all be in the next room if anything happens. Now, go to sleep, and good night, Jimmy.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, here we go. Please tell me what you want. What is it you want?
Oh, what the heck do you want?
Jimmy, what did you talk like that for?
Well, yeah. What do you want to do? Get the ghost mad at us so it'll start throwing things?
No. Quiet, please. Please, don't lose your tempers. Evidently, I was wrong. It was not an uneasy spirit seeking to unburden itself of some secret.
Well, Professor, what next?
Well, it may be that in this case, we're dealing with a female poltergeist.
What?
The one who feels a tenderness for your son.
Well, my goodness, Professor, you don't mean...
Now, wait a minute. This concerns me. You mean, Prop, that this girl goes for me? She's sweet on me?
Something like that, son, yes. Although, I would express the thought...
The heck with the thought. She can't do this to me. Say, what in heck do you suppose would happen to me in school if this ever got out?
Why...
Me, Jim Williams, first baseman on the ball team, fullback on the football squad who has no time for girls, has a ghost sweet on him. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. If the guys at school ever got wind of this, I'd be ruined.
No, young man. Please, be calm.
Yes.
Well, we must experiment.
Be calm, my eye. Say, listen, I'm going to experiment. Wait till that thing starts knocking again. I'll knock back.
Now, son.
I'll show you an experiment that is an experiment.
But,
I'll knock it right out of this world.
With fear and trembling, Mr. and Mrs. Williams waited, wondering whether their outraged young son would knock the house down, replying to the ghostly knock. But they waited in vain. Evidently, Jimmy's outraged spirit struck a discordant note with the poltergeist girl spirit. Anyhow, the knockings have stopped for the time being, and the Williams hope permanently. You have just heard the front page drama, The Ghost Knocks, based upon a true life story of the supernatural entitled Laurel's Poltergeist. One of the many interesting features to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.